My name's Mark, or Mookie, if you prefer. Either one will do. We are the independent 88.5 FM here in Southern California. It's in what we call, and it's a mouthful, 88.5 Live at Home virtual session is what we're doing right now with Gracie Abrams. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today? I think the cool thing about doing these virtual sessions is you get to see how artists live. Like in the background, it's either their front porch or their home studio or their living room. Where are you right now?
I'm on the floor of my room.
And you're a fellow Angelino, I imagine. Indeed. What part of town are you at right now?
I'm in Santa Monica area. So it's, you know, sunny.
I guess that's all you could ask for. Today. Yeah, exactly. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Exactly.
So our listeners have been hearing the song Friend on the air for weeks and weeks, and we've been getting some amazing feedback in our inbox and on Twitter and that's Facebook wild. and stuff crazy. Like that.
Yikes.
Sometimes do you pinch yourself sometimes thinking, oh my God, like my music is kind of blowing up right now?
I have so few expectations of anything ever that everything feels like the luckiest thing in the world. So yes, 100%. And I am so grateful to you and to the station for playing the song. I really, that's so wild to me.
My pleasure. So far, we like what we hear. Of course, there's the minor EP is available right now. And I know you, you released some stuff, prior to that. Most recently, the song Brush Fire, I think, was just released, in sort of piecemeal. And you see it all the time. These artists, you know, instead of a full length record or something, it's like single, single, single. And that might be the way of doing things in this digital age, huh?
It might be. It's cool being able to hear from people who like really work in this industry, who know what they're doing. And meanwhile, I like know very little. And I feel lucky to write as much as I do, because when it comes time for someone, you know, when like a release makes sense, like Brush Fire, for example, that was more of a one-off. I felt like I chose that song because it felt kind of like a bookend to the subject that I was writing about, when I wrote Minor. So yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm very new at all this and so everything is a learning experience, but I mean, singles are, they're definitely fun. It's like kind of like having like a little birthday. It's just like, then it's over.
Yeah. And you kind of control the flow of information going out to the public as well, which is super cool. Right. Speaking of information, I think you were doing a pretty good job engaging your fans before the pandemic. Do you find that you've even kicked it into high gear even more, now?
Yeah, definitely. Earlier this year, having done a virtual tour in my room through Zoom, like that was so much fun because I got to see faces like in this way, but accounts that I've known for years and that we've interacted for a really long time, but to have shows and then talk after every song and have a big wild conversation at the, like that kind of like connection has meant a lot to me. And at the same time, I've also this year taken space from social media when I've needed it, because I think there have definitely been multiple points where it's felt like an unhealthy relationship with social media, not because of anyone else on it, just because of, you know, the amount of time or attention that I was giving it. So yeah, but yes, definitely far more so than I had imagined possible considering these circumstances. Yeah.
Yeah. Doom scrolling, I think, is the term.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Like I've discussed this with a bunch of artists, in the past as well, where it just puts you in a different sort of mindset when you're scrolling and you're looking at the news, and all of a sudden, mentally and even physically sometimes, it just kind of changes you. And then it's all of a sudden it's like, oh, let's go and work on music now. And it's, you know, it's really tough to juggle.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly how it
is. So, man, I admire you for taking a break when you need it and understanding that, you know.
Appreciate that very much.
Again, this is Gracie Abrams. GracieAbrams.com, I believe, is still the website. You're pretty active on Twitter and Instagram and some of those social media platforms. It's been said that you wrote your first song at 8 years old. and the song Minor was written at 17.
That's true.
The song that you just released, Brush Fire, was that ready to go, ready to be released? Or was that sort of a like a quarantine song? Because we're seeing a lot of artists release music, can't properly tour. Normally they'd be on the road for 100, you know, days out of the year, or 150. They're already moving on to the next record. So about that song, Brush Fire, is that relatively new stuff?
I wrote that this year, but you know, again, wanted to, it didn't feel cohesive with the rest of the music that I'm kind of imagining at the moment is for the next record. And so, you know, I it did feel kind of more appropriate to release it at the end of last year rather than carrying that with me and then potentially maybe like never doing anything with it. Cause I appreciate even like how recently after Taylor Swift released her album, how then she kind of went and categorized the songs into little chapters. Like that's kind of how I feel like very visually I think about the music that I write is like what belongs together and then what is its own thing. And so, yes, but with Brush Fire, that was a newer song.
Right on.
Yeah.
The streams are through the roof. I'm sure you're very proud of that. Again, you're getting some airplay on like-minded stations like the Independent 88.5 FM here in SoCal. What did a virtual tour sort of look like for you? And soon we're going to get into a performance of the song Friend that you did, what I believe to be in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Is that the same sort of visual and aesthetic that people got when you were performing these shows online?
Oh, yeah. It was identical. I was just in my room with the computer like this and played just through a mic that was hooked up. Like it could not have been more bare bones, but that was also my comfort zone. And having still never played a live show beyond Zoom, like it weirdly, like for, I feel like every other artist in the world for the most part, like they are missing touring. And meanwhile, like this was a new addition to my life, having never done a tour or a show before, this felt like something new and like fresh. And I had a lot of nerves around it for the first couple shows. And like, so it was really amazing. Like definitely gave me the strongest sense of community that I've gotten from anything this whole year. And so it was like a serotonin boost every night and getting to see new faces and meet people and then have those like relationships still be active through DMs and whatever. It's just interesting. It's like really shows power of the internet.
And I tell you, I'm just sitting down by yourself in front of the camera, sort of taking off the layers of production. It really makes the song itself shine in many ways. Oh. But I tell you, when you are able to get up on stage at the Roxy or whatever, that's going to be a whole nother level. I mean, we've been getting into the drive-in concert game a little bit and collaborated with some bands, and some artists. And just to hear, even in sound check, the hit of the snare is like magical all of a sudden.
Literally just like set something off in my head thinking about that.
Right, because we're thirsty for that. And seeing the bands get up on stage again, they just come alive. So what would have a proper show, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, what would have that look like at the Roxy or wherever?
Yeah, well, my intention with the touring that was planned this year was to keep it feeling very intimate because that was kind of like my experience writing Minor, and I didn't want it to feel like some blown out like show because that would not have matched. And that also really was not where I was at when I was writing the project. And so part of me was a little thrilled that I got to play these shows in the space that I wrote the songs, because it did feel it's kind of special in that way, and it felt like a, you know, at least a different angle of my bedroom that people hadn't really seen before, despite the fact that they've like practically seen every corner and like everything that I own in there. But it, when I think about shows in the future, I've got a kind of a handful of like inspirations that I've like pulled from having gone to shows my whole life and like loving certain things and, you know, lighting and whatever, but keeping it small, I want the shows to feel small no matter how big they are ever. Like I love feeling like I am being spoken to when I go see shows, like a one-on-one experience. And so I want to keep it feeling that way, but definitely with more than just one person up there. I'm excited for the band aspect
right
of
on.
Playing shows for sure.
Yeah, but definitely you and the keys or you and the guitar.
That will never go away.
Yeah. So I think we're long overdue. You provided a version of the song Friend that you recorded for us in your bedroom. We're going to get into that right now, and then we'll come back and have more of a chit chat. Is that cool?
Perfect.
Can you give a sort of storyteller's type of moment perhaps with this particular song?
This one was written in a different emotional state than the rest of them. I hadn't really ever written a song when I was angry before. And this song came from a place of more like, just like fed up anger rather than wallowing in sadness and like heartbreak. I was just like pissed, frankly. So
that's, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now we know even more about her, about the song. It's Friend, it's Gracie Abrams on 88.5 FM.
Pictures of the oldest got me feeling older. Just thought you should know I never wanted closure. But you had no problem leaving. Now I'm the one. The best of this, picking up the pieces, you just wanna leave them, killing me a little bit. And I hate the way you love me, and I hate that I still care. Funny how you feel like we would ever talk again. How could you think I'd be your friend?
There you go. That's the, I don't know, 88.5 FM version of the song Friend, done by Gracie Abrams, joining us in an 88.5 Live at home session right now. You were able to squeeze in a network television performance. Did you ever think about getting in front of the camera in the past, or or not? Do you think you have a future as a as someone who makes a living in front of the camera?
In an acting perspective, like in acting?
Yeah, yeah.
Nope.
Nope, no. Not
I
at
think
all,
I
huh?
will steer clear of that forever. Although I did love like high school theater. Like I was always, you know, from like forever. I every year I did the shows at school and stuff. I love that. But like beyond that, I am good on that. Yeah.
But doing high school theater and stuff, you're probably real comfortable at this point getting in front of people.
It's funny, like I need to remember that I've done that before, because when I think about playing shows, I am like, part of me feels paralyzed and knowing that it's like a whole different ball game. But at the same time, you're totally right. And I haven't even ever once thought about it like that. So thank you for the perspective.
Now, I feel like I ask that question all the time because songwriting could be so personal. And whether it's collaborating with another artist on a song or just getting in front of people and sharing your song, sometimes it's tough to get over that hump and become, you know, real comfortable. A lot of artists have played a countless amount of open mics just to kind of hone their skills and get over that.
Right.
Speaking of collaborating, what was it like working with Benny Blanco in studio? I know that he produced some of your stuff.
Yeah, I love him so much. He's just the best person. Like it really is just like a hang the whole time. And working with him is surreal because you're like, you're Benny, like you just like cook great food and you like wear fun clothes. Meanwhile, it's like every song that like I've ever loved growing up, somehow he like worked on all of that. You know what I mean? It's like you forget or you don't even know. And then like now me today, like as a psycho that like looks at the credits every time I like a song, it's like I see his name all the time. I'm like, what the who are you? Like how do you work? How do you operate? But he's a genius, obviously.
That's amazing. How are you consuming music right now? Are you streaming? Are you listening to the radio? Are you playing vinyl?
I am streaming. I'm making playlists a lot right now. Like I used to all the time, and then like practically all year hadn't, except for the exception of like one. But the past 2 weeks, weirdly, I don't know why, but I've been getting into the habit again. So I've been like listening to a lot of, you know, older stuff and kind of just like, yeah, the making playlists thing, you go down the spiral and it's hard to come out for me.
It's super fun. It's almost like being a radio DJ. I get really excited when I discover a brand new song, and it's like, you know, the feeling where it's like, oh my God, like people need to hear this and I can't wait to share this song with my friends. You know, it's like making a playlist type of thing. It's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Like we just got a bunch of new music, you know, over the holidays, there was like nothing. And then 2021 hits and it's like, oh my gosh, all this new music is coming out of the woodwork.
No one's resting.
No, I'm itching to get all of this new stuff on the air, which is exciting. I wanted to talk briefly about something I just found on the internet. I think it's a social media platform based in Korea. And I think it's called Weverse.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
Okay. So yes, I can. I recently joined that platform. I was lucky enough to join, and there's obviously lots of aspects of it still feel very foreign just because I'm so bad at technology except for the places that I'm like comfortable. Like I'm really, really, really bad at like, even sometimes like Twitter, I'm like, I go on Twitter less than I do Instagram, so I don't know it as well. So then I get like insecure about Twitter. But Weverse is a whole new world for me, and it's basically just directly communicating like from the artist perspective to those that listen to your music, and like the fact that we like know why we're both there, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like, you know, anyone's just on. It feels like a very intentional kind of like community building platform, which is amazing, and like it's been sick. I don't know, it's been like a really wild another thing this pandemic that I'm still learning, and it was an introduction for sure, but it's been cool.
Well, you're the only non-Korean artist to be on that platform. That's and true. Now we're talking about a global, you know, Gracie Abrams reach, which is just incredible. We feel like you're on an upward trajectory and we're happy to be on board and we're happy to support the music. We'll be there for you no matter what, especially because you're a fellow Angeleno. Before we kind of wrap it up here, we do have a number of songs that we could feature right now. We got that version of Friend. I did want to play your live version of 21. Perfect. Which was my choice. Is that cool?
Please.
I missed your 21st birthday. I've been up at home. Almost tried to call you. Don't know if I should. Hate to picture you half drunk, happy. Hate to think you went out without me. I'm sorry if you blame me. If I were you, I would. Thought you'd see it coming, but you never could. I still haven't heard from your family, but you said your mom always loved me. Sometimes I go blurry-eyed, small talk, and you tell me that you're on fire. Lights on and it's black and white, couldn't stay forever. I see the look in your eye and I'm biting my tongue. You'll be the love of my life when I was young. When the night is over, don't call me up, I'm already under. I get a little bit alone sometimes and I miss you again. I'll be the love of your life inside your head. When the night is over, don't call me up, I'm already under. Audrey said she saw you out past 12 o'clock. Just because you're hurting doesn't mean I'm not. If it doesn't go away by the time I turn 30, I made a mistake, I'll tell you I'm sorry. Sometimes I go blurry-eyed, small talk, and you tell me that you're on fire. Lights on, it's black and white, couldn't stay forever. I see the look in your eye and I'm biting my tongue. You'll be the love of my life when I was young. When the night is over, don't call me up, I'm already under. I get a little bit alone sometimes and I miss you again. I'll be the love of your life inside your head. When the night is over, don't call me up, I'm already under. Don't call me up, I'm already under. Don't call me up, I'm already under. Don't call me up, I'm already under.